LITTLEGRIB. LITTLEGRIB. LITTLEGRIB.
The Good Night Show with Neil Triff on WRWFM. Cindy Blumenthal. Cindy Blumenthal. Probably the most bad tasting name that leaves a nasty little taste in my mouth more than the harsh C, N, and T's when I say Clinton. Cindy Blumenthal. In 2008, told her aide who told her mother, who told Clinton, who told Podesta, who told Modesta, who told Molesta, who told Molester Bill himself's wife, Molester Bill, the one who spit and spat and set rat trapped for all the hundreds of innocent women who were victimized by his ugly voice and big nose, his knobby nose, his big red knobby nose and white hair and no eyebrows, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Cindy Blumenthal, Clinton, Blumenthal, Clinton, Blumenthal. Starting to see my point.
Clinton.
Seth, starting to see my point there.
Blumenthal.
I'm making a lot of them, Seth. I'm making a lot of points here, Seth. Agree with me, Seth. Come on, Seth.
I agree with you, Stan.
Sit. He almost called you Stan.
Stan. Sorry, Stan.
Oh, he must almost spoiled your first name on the air.
I am going to let that one slide for now, Seth. And that's my beer. Cindy Blumenthal burned President Barack Hussein's birth certificate and tried to tell the lie that he was not born in this country, so that the rigged, crooked elections can make sure that Hillary Rotten Clinton could become president in 08. And if not, then in 2012. Well, if not now, if not then now, in 2016. Poor Bernie Sanders even got rigged out of what he had earned. And now Cindy Blumenthal is being rightfully blamed by Mr. Donald J. Trump for doing the birther controversy. Folks, I ain't kidding. Folks, this ain't funny. It's comical. This is the kind of crap Democrats have been covering up since 1968 when something bad happened with the Kennedy family. Bad family. When Ted Kennedy, little boy brother of John F. Kennedy, shot like a wuss with a bullet he could have easily dodged, which was probably a conspiracy if you looked at the photographs on the grassy knoll, drowned his girlfriend, or at least got her drowned in a car accident with which he ran away from in an incident now known as Chappaquiddick. You heard of Chappaquiddick, Seth?
Sure have. Yeah, I never heard of that in my entire life. I didn't understand the last 30 seconds of what you said, little Trev.
Chappaquiddick. Lamagin, Google it. Go on the computer and search Chappaquiddick. Because I've been thinking a lot about it since Trump
is
started.
Is that like the male strippers with their balls out? The male strippers with their balls out and their bow ties?
Oh, you're thinking of Chippers. Not the same.
Chipperdales.
Well, I've been thinking a lot about it since Trump started talking about it at his rallies. Because Trump's been talking about it. Trump's been talking about Chappaquiddick. So we got a collision expert in later on to show us answers to our questions about all kinds of collisions. Like car accidents and crashes and birds and car accident. Injury related. Seth, I did not mention your name on the last episode, and this has been a rough week. How you been?
Thanks, little Triv. I've been fine. Do you know why I wasn't here?
No, the memo didn't tell me.
And I didn't even know there was a memo.
That's right, there wasn't a memo.
That's what I call my grandma, actually, which is kind of funny. I call it a memo.
I don't even know if we ever have received memos.
That's
before.
Right, it wasn't a memo, and the memo didn't tell you, because what I think you think memos are is just when I text you.
You and know, very seldom do I listen when people talk, but why is it that when you talk, I pay attention? What is the? Why is that? Because I pay it. You could ask people that know me. I pay attention to nobody, nor do I idolize anybody. But when you open your mouth for some reason, you make me feel better and I listen to you.
I don't have anything to share.
About where you were for the past week?
I'm not saying nothing.
You know, very seldom do I listen when people talk, but why is it that when you talk, I pay attention? Why is that? Because I pay attention. You could ask people that know me. I pay attention to nobody, nor do I idolize anybody. But when you open your mouth for some reason, you make me feel better and I listen to you.
Well, I'm Landon Lamigan, and I wasn't here either.
Landon, you did beautiful reporting for the debates.
Thank you, and it actually cost me some quite expensive hospital bills, because if you listened live last week, I was busy reporting on the debates. Mike Pence kicked ass, and basically a dog, a vicious pit bull, kicked my ass, and I was attacked by a dog, and I was in critical condition. They took me to the hospital. Very poor service, very crappy hospital.
Which hospital?
It was called Lunth.
Was it Lunthart? Because that is where my wife had her children.
Yes, it was Lunthart, and they didn't accept insurance, and they wouldn't accept money either. And I kept saying, "Well, what
do they barter?"
They barter, and they want you to sell things, and they asked me to apply for a credit card, and I did. And interest was it built up fast, and by the next week, I owed almost $10,000.
I have ways of paying medical bills on the internet through online poker and crowdfunding sites.
I think that there's actually a way if you go on the dark web, which we need to talk about sometime because it's awesome. You can get heroin and strippers.
Yes, Bitcoin.
And basically you can go on the dark web and just search scam medical. And you can just figure out really easy ways to get them to pay for your medical bills, and you don't have to do anything.
Lunth offers a surgery that I think you should do, Little Triv. You'd really like it. It's called
lipo.
It's preventative bypass.
Do tell, because bypass is something that I have had to tease around. I've had to flirt the idea around with my hot doctor about doing actual bypass. So please tell me about
That's the thing that makes your heart smaller so you don't get as hungry, right?
Yes, my hot doctor would like to do the real bypass, but please explain to me about the preventive bypass.
Little Triv, are you saying hot doctor or heart doctor?
Hot woman doctor.
Oh, like boobs?
Oh, I have to say it.
We are doing some... Do you guys want to say it with me? Starts with an L.
Locker room talk.
You know, very seldom do I listen when people talk. But why is it that when you talk, I pay attention?
Why is it when I pay attention?
You could ask people that know me. I pay attention to nobody, nor do I idolize anybody.
Why is it when for some reason I pay attention and you make me feel better and I've listened to you?
Hot doctor, I do have a hot doctor, and I do pay extra for her.
And you need to talk with her about preventive bypass.
Oh, do tell. You began to explain.
I did not begin to explain.
Will you?
Preventive bypass is for people who are worried about the prospective future of having to do a bypass because they are fat. And what you do is you get a bypass before you need one. So then you don't need to do one later.
So do you think it is something I should consider to do?
Yes, because of your size. You're fat.
What about liposuction? Lamigan hinted at lipo.
I think it'd be pretty funny if you got a lipo because you need it. You like hearty, hearty foods. You eat only red meat. You only drink beer and alcohol. And you smoke a lot. I think that you need lipo.
Remember when you ran away and I got really on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk?
You need lipo, dude.
Say I need lipo. Say it.
I need lipo. I need liposuction. I am very large. Very extra, extra large.
They say Donald Trump weighs 300 pounds. How much do you weigh?
388. Hey, it's little Trevisano. For texting and driving prevention and highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a brown stadium. Visit StopRex.org for more information. I can't tell you how many teenagers I drive past.
Oh, does that sound mean that it's time?
Yes, it does. That sound means it's time for the... We are just doing a round table of pure, unadulterated...
Goo.
Locker. Oh, room. Talk. And are you ready, Lamigan? 3, 2, 1.
So you're going to slam us with the topic, and we're going to go around in a circle, and then we're going to ding, 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 and
Trump's,
give our thoughts.
Yes, Trump's an Access Hollywood tape.
It's a legendary clip. I mean, you want to talk about raunchy Seth Rogen comedy. This guy did it in his own real life.
It's funny. It's wrong. It's funny.
And he didn't even... It sounds like something I would have read in a script for, like, Superbad or something. Because it was actually funny, and it was well-written, except he was just saying it off the top of his head. Like, he's just talking to this guy, and all of a sudden he says, I almost... blanked her, and it's just okay. Like,
I moved on her.
Here we go.
He moved on her.
I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and her. She was married.
That's huge news there.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages, and I
and
moved
he calls
on
him
her
bushy.
Very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping.
He took her out furniture shopping.
No, that's the tame part of the
She
part
wanted
of it.
To get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture.
Oh, it's in his furniture. House.
I moved on her like a bitch. I couldn't get there, and she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hot as shit in the purple.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yes. If you see the video, you can see her. She's a super, supermodel.
Yes.
Wait, you got to look at me when you get out of your
life. That is very
funny. Give me the thumbs look up.
At you. You give her the thumbs up. Wow.
You got to get the thumbs up. Can't be too happy.
Can we get everybody else off first? Yeah.
You and I will walk in.
We'll post this on our website.
I feel like I'm watching Superbad.
Better not be the publicist. No, it's her.
Yeah, that's her. With the gold. I gotta use some Tic Tacs.
Trump always can see gold. Trump can always see gold.
It's better than go to the movies.
It's like his secret power. He knows where there's gold.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet.
He hisses. He hisses.
I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab him by the pussy.
He says,
I can do anything.
That's about it, Lamigan. Did you like that part, Lamigan? And what do you have to say about that part? Because until that, you were just rambling positively throughout the duration of the whole clip.
Okay, well, let's talk about it up until that part. It was like something out of a... Have you seen the 40-year-old virgin or have you seen Knocked Up? It was seriously like that or an episode of South Park. It was like that or an episode of South Park. And he said, I moved on her. He said he hisses. He says he hisses at women. It was just really good.
He said he hisses and wags his finger at women.
Yeah, he says he can't stop hissing. He says he just hisses at women and he can't stop hissing. He has to eat a Tic Tac so that they can hear his hissing. And I just thought it was hilarious. The very last part makes me feel dark. And it brings a shade of blackness over my eyes and soul. And it makes me feel shame.
I do not wear fright. I do not wear my black veil often, but when I am sitting at the couch, sometimes I do take it out of the drawer, the little nightstand drawer.
Your hanky.
What? No, my black veil. And when I was watching them play this on CNN, the clip, repetitively, every time I was laughing my ass off the entire time. This Trump is amazing. But when he says...
Seth Rogen.
When he says, grab them by the... I slip that black veil ever so delicately over my face and... Just sit back and wonder where this country is gone.
When he says, grab them by the... I just start to... Trev, Seth, you can tell me if you think this is real or not when I say what I'm about to say. I feel fright.
I don't think that's real.
That doesn't seem like a real reaction.
I feel like I was not there at 9/11. But I felt like the man running through the ashes and his whole body is white and it's all over his suit and he'll never be able to wear that suit again because every time he wears it, he will think of the time when he had to dodge falling bodies wearing the white ash suit.
I felt personally assaulted by ISIS. That is the comparable feeling that I was standing in a room across from ISIS and they simply attacked me alone in the room.
I felt like one member of ISIS was punching me in the face a bunch of times over and over.
Oh, I felt each member of ISIS was taking turns on me.
Seth?
I didn't mind it as much as you guys did.
You liked it. You liked it.
I didn't really like it. I'm not going to come out and say that I liked it.
Let me say this, though. For as dark and lonely as I felt, and attacked as I felt.
Oh, I'm going to agree with this, whatever it is.
As lonely and dark as it was.
But?
As long as I kept that veil over my face, too. For as long as and dark I felt, when he came out with his statement. Pretty much what he said, and it just made me think about the entire thing in a new light. He just said it was locker room talk. And then, it was like a light bulb went off in my head. It was just locker room talk. Lamigan, Seth. It changed everything when he released the statement that it was only locker room talk. And we all have locker room talks.
I played soccer. I was on the team. I changed in the locker room. I took showers with the team. And the things we talked about were, in fact, locker room talk. We talked about it.
I agreed with it before he said it was locker room talk, and I agreed with it after he said it was locker room talk.
Nice, yes.
Him being able to explain that it was locker room talk made it even more likable.
And it just makes you hate liberals more. The number is 216-368-2208. And we have an intellectual conversation happening. 216-368-2208. Seth, next topic. Not quite too different from this one. Seth, I want you to address... The locker room talk fallout. The Trump fallout.
Well, all I'm seeing that's going on is I'm seeing Twitter. I'm seeing CNN sites.
Oh, you have app?
Yeah, I'm on my smartphone.
You are on your apps at all times during the fallout.
I'm the app guy, and I'm watching Trump fall from the status he was at to. Being kicked or dragged through the dirt by liberals who don't know what the hell they're talking about. Talking about how locker room talk is just a phrase he's using to cover up his horrible language. Hey, every guy I know talks like this.
Hey!
Dragging Trump through the dirt with all this talk about how locker room talk is That's how I know guys that talk. You know what I mean? Every guy I know talks that way. Locker room or not. Wife's around or not.
Kids
around or not. We're still swearing. We're still talking about women the way that we always do. The way that we talk about women on this show. We're going to keep on talking about women the way that locker room talk goes. We're going to keep talking about them.
And when are we going to stop?
Lamigan, you were talking about earlier, we brought up boobs. We were talking about preventative bypass, and you brought up, and Trevor's talking about the hot lady doctor.
And I said
lady friend.
Little
Triv was talking about the hot doctor he goes to.
And I said boobs.
And you tried to get out of him what she looked like, and you mentioned her breasts. Or boobs.
And I want to know, what do they look like?
This isn't locker room talk. This is the way guys talk.
Because the way guys talk
Women around or not.
We want
kids around or not.
I want to see what they look like.
Seth. You, even though that was very inspirational and controversial, you still think Mike Pence should be the president?
I trust Mike Pence with the big red button.
With the nuclear clock?
With the key. You know, you see in the movie, with the key. With the nuclear
crest. They're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho.
I trust him with the nuclear crest.
To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, haha.
I trust him with the nuclear crest.
You know, very seldom do I listen when people talk. But why is it that when you talk, I pay attention? What is it? Why is that? Because I pay attention. You could ask people that know me. I pay attention to nobody, nor do I idolize anybody. But when you open your mouth for some reason, you make me feel better and I listen to you.
You know, very seldom do I listen when people talk. But why is it that when you talk, I pay attention? What is that? Why is that? Because I pay it. You could ask people that know me. I pay attention to nobody, nor do I idolize anybody. But when you open your mouth for some reason, you make me feel better and I listen to you.
You know, very seldom do I listen when people talk.
Rolling into Cleveland to the lake.
Short shorts, snow cones, fried bread, little baskets full of candies, little Mickey Mouse ears for all the toddlers, little women, little men, little workers, Aladdin. This is what I think of when I think of the happiest place on the planet, Disneyland. Disneyland was founded in 1952 by an old man named Disney. Disney thought it would be the happiest place in the world to make a place where they could serve snacks and make everybody happy. In the year 2016, which is right now, it got a little rainy outside, so they decided, you know what? Screw rain. We're going to party anyway. We're going to do this. We're going to have fun at Disney. Not. You know what they said, Seth? And no. Little Triv?
What did they say?
We are closed. And they made everybody leave. And they say, you don't get your money back. You can never come back. You're all banned.
They said, we are closed while people were in the park?
People were in the park. People were in the middle of rides. I'm telling you, they were in the air. They stopped the rides and said, we are closed. It wasn't even on the loudspeaker. The employees just started yelling it. And people had to leave. Little two-year-olds had to climb off of roller coasters. I can just see it like 9/11. The men falling from the buildings, the little toddlers falling from the roller coasters because they knew they wouldn't make it if they tried to climb.
The train cars falling off the tracks.
The train cars falling off the tracks. The teacups spinning out of control into the air, dumping mothers and grandmothers onto the ground on their heads, blood everywhere just because of a little rain. The rain was from a hurricane called Hurricane Matthew. It was one of the most darkly...
Matthew.
Matthew, darkly disciplined darkly anticipated hurricanes to ever have struck the American coast of Florida. So people were afraid. But more people died from Disney recklessly shutting down the amusement park Disneyland than died in the actual hurricane from rainwater. The only thing a hurricane can do is rain. So I just want to say right near and now that that is my opinion, that I will never go to Disney again. I will never see a Disney movie again. And I will keep wearing my Mickey Mouse shirt.
I don't own a Mickey Mouse shirt, but I'm sure to buy one now.
You don't own a Mickey Mouse shirt? Why? It's an American staple.
I need one now.
Why do you think you need one now?
After a national calamity, I always buy merch.
And it's in the happy thing.
Excuse you?
All I'm trying to say is that this Disney crap is just a bunch of locker room talk. You should distract the media from Hurricane Matthew.
Buying merch after a calamity is one of my perversions.
And I think that that's just a beginning. It's a beginning and a
ending. There's a beginning and an end to that story, yes.
You know, very seldom do I listen to when you talk. Why is it that when you talk, I pay attention? Why is that? Because I pay attention to nobody, nor do I otherwise anybody. But when you open your mouth for some reason, you make me feel better and I listen to you.
Next topic. Very obvious that we should be talking about this. The presidential debate. Number two. God, I can't wait to be done with politics.
You brag that you have sexually assaulted women. Do you understand that?
No, I didn't say that at all. I don't think you understood what was said. This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family. I apologize to the American people.
Was this apology enough, Seth, for you, or do you still want to go with Pence?
I am firmly rooted in giving all of my support to Pence.
Because it did sound like you were 100%. You liked the locker room talk a lot, but you still want Pence.
I liked the locker room talk because sometimes I will talk that way.
You just said sometimes.
But I can't see this man run the country. He's a joke.
If you look at Bill Clinton.
He's a fool. Buddy, he's got the world listening to him, and he's talking about Clinton. He needs to be talking about Trump. Only about himself.
Hillary Clinton attacked those same women.
If Pence was up there doing the same thing, he'd only be talking about Pence. Pence, Pence. He'd be drilling that name into the American psyche so bad that people would be saying Pence for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They'd be eating Pence Krispies.
I think they'd be eating Pence pieces.
I think I'd be picking Pence Krispies out of my couch cushions.
I think I'd be picking Pence bits out of my ass.
Them viciously, four of them here tonight.
He has said that the video doesn't represent who he is.
I thought I could put in the highlights, but I can't. I can't listen to her talk. Do you hear she shouts? Do you hear the way she just shouts everything that she says?
She's wrenched.
It's wrenched.
It's like listening to a Barbie try to talk even though they have no vocal cords.
That is the best way that I've heard it described. Damn again, next topic.
This one's kind of... This one makes me a little gloomy, too. The guy we've been building up tonight, Donald Trump, just got seriously accused of sexual assault by... at least 12 different women.
I maybe we weren't clear at the beginning of the episode, but I'd like the idea of locker room talk. I like the idea of locker room talk being a part of the male conversation, but I don't like Trump.
I know you like Pence and his Pence Krispies, but listen, little Triv, you're going to have to take out that black veil. I don't think I can do the whole Trump thing no more. I think we should I think you got to read that New York Times article.
Isn't that convincing? I have read the New York Times, and it is liberal scum.
You know, very seldom do I listen when people talk. But why is it that when you talk, I pay attention? Why is that? You could ask people that know me. I pay attention to nobody, nor do I idolize anybody. But when you open your mouth for some reason, you make me feel better and I listen to you.
So tell me who's better than Trump, Lamigan? Because I might need some convincing.
Ted Cruz was amazing, and I voted for him.
Well, Neil, I'm glad we are focusing on the important topics of the evening.
And as president, I will utterly destroy ISIS. We will use overwhelming air power, carpet bomb them into oblivion. We will take
that
out...
That would kill a lot of civilians, carpet bombing.
We wouldn't be directing it at civilians.
You say you would carpet bomb them. You said that before. You know that carpet bombing means women and children dead in the street. You know that.
It doesn't mean that. What I mean by carpet bombing is using overwhelming air power, not doing...
They hide in civilian areas. You know that.
You get the idea, okay?
I liked what he was saying about carpet bombing.
I agree with everything he said. I told you about my little daymare that I had about ISIS in the room with me.
I thought you were talking about your daymare you had about carpet bombing.
No, the thing about ISIS in the room with me... If we would have had Ted Cruz as a president, I could have carpet bombed them immediately.
Sydney texted me yesterday afternoon to tell me that we have carpenter ants, and they're all over our carpet.
Are they the poisonous one?
They are big and black, and they don't do anything except crawl on you.
Can they knock and tickle?
They can tickle and bickle and cause a knickle, but they cannot knock and they cannot spock.
I'm going with Ted Cruz on this one, this election.
I like the way his voice sounds.
I liked what I heard about the carpet bomb, but I got that feeling that if you gave Pence the opportunity to use that button, he's got more of a hot trigger finger when it comes to military.
You really like the idea of his finger on the button, don't you?
You like the idea that Pence could just do anything immediately.
I like that, and I think he would.
You like the idea that there actually is a button that just controls everything at once.
Not everything, not the boring stuff, but the military stuff. The nuclear and the bomb. Nuclear and also conventional bomb.
What about the economy?
What's Cruz going to do for the economy?
He would take away the taxes of...
The poor? The rich.
The rich.
I think Pence has the same idea. So, I think Cruz and Pence are very similar, but like I said, my only difference and preference is just basically an opinion of mine that I think he'd be more aggressive with his military power.
I think it'd be fun to watch you go out to dinner with Pence and talk about this. Dinner with Pence.
If you could sit down with Pence for one meal, roast beef, meatloaf, you name it, brown beef, you name it, what is one thing you would ask him his wife leaves the table?
That's a harmful question. You know how I eat dinner.
Big meal.
Big meal, and when you have food on the table, when you have food on your plate, little Triv, you're not talking. You're not talking.
You're eating.
You're eating until the food's gone.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
So if you're asking me if I had an hour to sit down with Mike Pence, well, the first thing I would do is eat as fast as I could. Because it takes me a good part of an hour to eat a meal.
It takes me the better part of 45 minutes.
So that gives you 15 minutes to ask Pence whatever you want. Me, I'd probably have two.
Phenomenally. Next week is our Halloween special. Our very first Halloween special. Because I will not be here the week following Halloween. So next week will be our Halloween special. Yes, next week is our Halloween special. special.
You know, very seldom do I listen when people talk, but why is it that when you talk, I pay attention? Why is that? Because I pay attention. You could ask people that know me. I pay attention to nobody, nor do I idolize anybody. But when you were talking,
you could ask people that know me. I pay attention to nobody, nor do I idolize anybody. But when you open your mouth for some reason, you make me feel better and I listen to you.
You know, very seldom do I listen when people talk, but why is it that when you talk, I pay attention? You could ask people that know me. I pay attention to nobody, nor do I idolize anybody. But when you open your mouth for some reason, you make me feel better and I listen to you.
Dinner with Pence. Dinner with Pence. Dinner with Pence.
Dinner with Pence.